Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Joe Biden's desperate post-Roe attempt to impose abortion. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's been 2 years now that we mark the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization and the Roe and Casey decisions. We have celebrated all this time. You know, however, abortion is not stopped. I mean, you look at Planned Parenthood's annual report, 2022, there were more abortions than the previous 2 years. So the fight is not over for these precious unborn children.
No, the fight's not over at all. And in fact, this administration, I thought the Obama administration was very pro-abortion.
Well, that's where it started, yeah.
But the Biden administration is even more extreme than the Obama administration, if that's possible.
Right.
Between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they can't think of anything else hardly but abortion and LGBTQ. They can't think of anything else to govern our country or to bring our nation together. And consequently, they have decried the Dobbs decision. They have, for the last 2 years, tried to do everything to undermine it. In the wake of Dobbs, the Biden administration has desperately tried to impose abortion across America through rules that interpret laws as protecting abortion despite those laws containing not one single reference to abortion. You know, what we see happening is desperation from the Biden administration, but time and time after time, federal courts are blocking the Biden administration. In fact, recently, a federal judge issued a preliminary injunction that prevents the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission from implementing a new final rule that interprets the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act as requiring employers to facilitate elective abortions against their religious beliefs, a move that the court found disingenuous for the new law, for the law never addresses abortion. Despite no mention of abortion, this particular law, the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act of 2022, the implementation guidance of the final rule from the Biden administration mentions it 348 times.
Yeah, I mean,
it's never even mentioned in the law.
I know. I mean, you see them trying to take these laws and juxtaposition abortion in them when they're not even created for that purpose, because this evil agenda, they are so desperate. And granted, they don't want to lose a single penny that they're going to make on abortion. I mean, look at Kamala Harris and some of those other elected officials have their fingers in the pockets of Planned Parenthood making money, but they're so desperate they don't want to lose any opportunity. But you know, I would question if you got in front of one of those people to ask them, do you really know what abortion is?
Yeah,
if they would
really
be so excited to push this.
I just did an interview with a reporter down in South Florida, and she asked, what would I say to these people that are protesting? And you know all the effort that you're expending here protesting, if you just take a few moments to see what abortion is, to see what I've seen, to see the dismemberment of children, to see, you know, baby Rowan, a fully formed 21-week-old baby that I saw in a morgue in Orlando. There's a photograph on our lc.org website of my thumb and index finger holding little baby Rowan's hand, and you can see his fingernails. You can see on his face his eyelashes and his eyebrows. Just take a moment to see what's going on. And what abortion is the murderous dismemberment of a living human being done while that human being is still alive.
Absolutely. And, you know, education is the key here. And so each of us needs to take the opportunities to educate people, whether it's showing them a video or talking to them or saying, this was my real life experience like you had. You know, they want to use these euphemisms to cover it all up. They don't want people to really understand what this is about. Oh, it's just a blob of cells. No big deal. No, it is a living, breathing child.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this particular administration, you know, has used the administrative state, The EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, is an administrative body. The FDA is an administrative body. Those particular administrative bodies, they make rules based upon legislation. And so, like the EEOC, they will promulgate rules to implement federal employment legislation. They are constrained within that particular legislation. They are not legislators, and they are not creating the law. So when this 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act says nothing about abortion, then the EEOC, when it creates a rule to implement how that is supposed to operate in a specific day-to-day situation, cannot add abortion to its guidance. But yet it did it 348 times. This is the absurdity of the Biden administration. So the injunction now that was issued by the judge keeps the final rule from taking effect on any employer in the two states that brought the lawsuit, which in this case is Louisiana and Mississippi. The injunction also applies to the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, the Roman Diocese of Lafayette and Lake Charles, and the Catholic University of America, which brought consolidated lawsuits with the two states. This will stay in effect until a final judgment is rendered. The final rule went into effect everywhere else on June 18, 2024.
You know, and the Judge Joseph wrote in his opinion, since the Supreme Court decision of Roe v. Wade in 1973, abortion has been one of the most important social, religious, and political issues of our time and is a major issue in every federal election. Not only is the EEOC unable to point to any language in the PWFA empowering it to mandate the accommodation of elective abortions, but there can be little doubt in today's political environment that any version of the PWFA that included an abortion accommodation requirement would have failed to pass Congress. The court therefore finds the EEOC's arguments fail.
Yeah, Judge Joseph also wrote that the legislative history unambiguously confirms that Congress did not intend to include abortion in the PWFA, and the EEOC clearly exceeded its authority by inserting an abortion mandate in the final rule. Mm. So this is a great decision by the federal judge. Injunction will remain into effect. There's other lawsuits that are moving forward with regards to the same EEOC provision as well. I believe other courts will come to the same conclusion because the Biden administration clearly and routinely exceeds its authority. You know, even with the student loans, this is a totally different subject, but it's kind of an illustration of this administration. Joe Biden unilaterally forgives all these student loans. It goes up to the United States Supreme Court. The Supreme Court rules against the Biden administration. Joe Biden then disses the U.S. Supreme Court and says, well, they didn't stop me. And he comes back again and does it again. And now there's another federal court that ruled, no, you don't have the authority to do it again. This is the Biden administration that is just absolutely lawless. They are ideologically driven. And this kind of action by people of the highest authority undermines the rule of law.
Absolutely.
You can't have a dictator like Joe Biden that just wants to push their will.
And he just rams things through. I mean, for example, here in this case, Louisiana and Mississippi voted to protect life. They enacted laws to protect life. And now the Biden administration wants to ram through to try to kill children.
Yeah, in fact, the judge wrote, the people of Louisiana and Mississippi, through their elected representatives, have chosen to enact legislation to promote public policy that is antithetical to the directives of the abortion accommodation mandate. At its core, the judge continued, this is a textbook case of a federal administrative agency exceeding its statutory authority in a way that both usurps the role of Congress and violates authority vested in the states under the principles of federalism.
Amen to that.
Now, if that kind of a language had been issued when President Trump was in office, you know the media would have that kind of a headline plastered on all of the major media about how the federal courts slapped President Trump for his, quote, lawless activity. They would be doing that all over the place. This has happened time and time and time again against Joe Biden. And the media headlines are virtually silent.
Not even
on this.
A slap, yeah.
Yeah, but this is reprehensible.
Yes.
And this is not isolated. This is a continual situation. We have to continually fight back against this administration, or any administration, frankly, that believes that they are a law unto themselves, particularly when it involves undermining family values, religious freedom, and the sanctity of human life. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.